Rosalyn Espiritu is running for school board, and she shared the following about her experience. My relevant experience includes holding two board positions with Herman Hutchins Elementary PTA, first as the vice president and this year as the treasurer. As the PTA's treasurer, the position has allowed me insight on the schematics of budgeting for our PTA events throughout the year. Although I am familiar with budgeting through my current position as an office manager for Peter Pan Seafoods, I am grateful to learn the importance of budgeting involving an educational setting. In addition to PTA, I also signed up to become a substitute teacher when there was a huge need throughout the school district. Rosalyn Espiritu is running for school board, and here's her response to the question, what are the main challenges for the school board in the next 5 years? For the next 5 years, I think the biggest challenges the Valdez City Schools will face is filling teacher positions throughout the school district. We currently have a lot of turnover, and our retention rate is low. At the end of every school year, we lose a few good teachers, which then causes the need to hire more for the next year. However, good candidates come and go because we have a serious housing shortage in Valdez. It's hard to obtain good teaching staffs because they aren't able to find a place to live within our community. Another challenge that the Valdez City Schools will face is getting back that sense of normalcy before COVID hit. There is an evident disconnect with parents and children with the school system. Kids' programs and activities that made a school thrive and a child to be excited to go to school have ceased to exist. Slowly, we are moving in the right direction, but it'll definitely take some much-needed time to get back to how it used to be. Council members to create and support policies that will hopefully foster fair solutions to these issues.